wish you could like clone yourself.
Clone yourself?
Yeah. Especially that part of you that just cranks out amazing content, you know?
Ah, I get it. Like a content creation machine.
Exactly. What if you could take, say, a website or even a YouTube video and poof, it's transformed into a podcast or a super organized FAQ sheet or even one of those detailed briefing documents?
Sounds pretty magical.
Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today. Auto Content API.
Oh yeah, Auto Content API. It really is fascinating.
So what is it exactly?
Well, it's not just about converting formats. It's about unlocking the full potential of content that you already have. Imagine taking that market research report that's been sitting on your desk for months, maybe even gathering dust.
Yeah, I've got a few of those.
Right. And turning it into a conversational podcast, the kind your sales team will actually want to listen to.
That's a pretty good example. So it can make podcasts. What else can it create?
Oh, lots more. Timelines, study guides, even tables of contents, all generated automatically.
Wow. And what kind of content can it use as source material?
Just about anything. Websites, plain text, YouTube videos. It's really versatile.
Okay, so it's versatile and it creates all these different types of content. But how? Is it like magic?
Well, it does involve a little code. It's designed for developers who use a special key. It's called an access token to work with the API.
Okay, I'm not a developer, so how does someone like me use it?
Think of it like ordering food online.
Okay.
You don't have to know the chef's recipe. You just need to know how to use the app, right?
Right.
The documentation is really user-friendly, so you don't need to be a coding expert to get started.
Got it. So you don't need to be a coding wizard to make this thing work. But why should businesses even care? What makes this API such a game changer?
Time is money, right?
Definitely.
Content creation, it can be a huge time sink for any business. Auto Content API automates so much of that process, freeing up your team to, focus on other things.
I like the sound of that, but wouldn't it be faster to just create new content from scratch instead of, repurposing old stuff?
You'd think so, but not necessarily. Remember, you've already spent time and effort, creating that original content. Why not get as much value out of it as possible?
I guess that makes sense. Repurposing it into different formats helps you reach a wider audience too.
And it lets you cater to people with different learning styles.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And I have to say, this whole AI podcast generation thing, that really intrigues me. So you're telling me I could just feed this API some text and it'll give me a polished audio file, ready to go?
Yeah, that's the basic idea.
Wow.
It's like having an entire production team at your fingertips, but without the hassle of, booking a studio or anything like that. And it's not just about speed either. The AI can actually craft a narrative.
What do you mean?
It makes it sound like a natural conversation between two hosts.
Whoa, hold on. You're saying this AI can banter? I need to hear this to believe it.
Well, let's look at an example.
Okay.
Remember that museum we were talking about?
Yeah.
They actually used Auto Content API to turn all of their static exhibit descriptions into audio tours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Visitors can choose to listen to a lively discussion between two virtual hosts as they're exploring the museum.
That's so cool. It's like having your own personal tour guides. What other creative applications have you seen?
Well, one company, a software developer, they were struggling to keep their internal documentation up to date.
Oh yeah, I can imagine that's a challenge.
Right. It was such a chore for their engineers to constantly be writing and updating manuals. Yeah, they started using Auto Content API.
Okay.
And now whenever they update their code, the API automatically generates a new manual that's easy to understand.
That's incredible.
Yeah, no more outdated instructions.
Wow, talk about a productivity boost. So this API isn't just for external content like podcasts and marketing materials.
No.
It can streamline internal processes too.
Exactly.
That's pretty powerful.
It is. Think about all those meetings you sit through.
Don't remind me.
Right. What if you could automatically generate meeting minutes?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Or even a concise briefing document.
Okay.
Highlighting the key takeaways. Yeah, Auto Content API can do that.
Wow.
You'd save so much time.
That's true. It's like having a super efficient assistant who just takes care of all the boring stuff.
Right.
Freeing you up to focus on, more important things.
And it doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
Think about using this for training new employees.
Okay. Yeah, stop there. Yeah, think about using this for training new employees, okay?
They could get up to speed so much faster with these like interactive
modules created from existing company documentation. It's like learning, but on fast forward. Exactly.
Okay, this is all very cool, but I have to ask.
Yeah?
What about the human touch? The human touch. Can AI-generated content really like capture the same creativity and personality as something created by a real person?
That's a really good question, and a lot of people ask that. It's really important to remember that AI, at least right now, is a tool. It's not meant to replace humans.
Gotcha.
It's really good at taking existing content and transforming it. But it's still up to us, you know, humans, to provide that initial creative spark and make sure the final output is, you know, what we want.
So it's more of a like a partnership AI doing the like the heavy lifting while humans are steering the direction, doing the fine tuning.
And while the technology is constantly evolving, I think the quality of AI-generated content is already pretty impressive. In a lot of cases, you honestly can't even tell the difference between AI-generated content and something written by a person.
That's wild, especially for things like summarizing information or creating factual reports. So, are we all going to be replaced by AI content creators? Should I start looking for a new job?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
I really believe that the future of content creation is going to be like a blend of humans and AI working together. AI will keep getting better at automating tasks and boosting our efficiency. Yeah, but human creativity and, you know, intuition and our ability to connect with each other emotionally, those are always going to be essential.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, but
you know, we can't ignore the ethical side of things.
Definitely. Any new technology comes with ethical consideration.
It's true. How do we make sure that AI-generated content is used responsibly?
That's a great point.
And that it doesn't lead to misinformation or biased content.
It's crucial to approach AI carefully, recognizing both its potential and its limitations. And I think transparency is really important.
What do you mean?
Businesses should be upfront about their use of AI in their content creation.
Okay.
Clearly telling people whether something was written by a human or with the help of AI.
So no robots pretending to be Shakespeare then?
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. What else?
Human oversight. AI should be used to enhance what humans can do, not replace us completely.
Right.
Humans should always have the final say, making sure the content is accurate and fair and aligns with ethical guidelines.
So the key takeaway here is balance.
Absolutely. We need to embrace the power of AI, but also protect against its potential misuse. It's all about using AI to amplify our strengths.
I like that. Not replace our humanity.
Well said. You know, speaking of
amplifying things, I'm still blown away that this API can actually process YouTube videos.
It's pretty cool, right? Think about what that means.
Yeah, turning any video into a podcast, generating transcripts, creating summaries.
It's a game changer, really, for anyone who works with video educators, researchers, marketers, content creators.
And it's not just about saving time, it's about making information more accessible, more engaging. It just opens up so many possibilities for learning and sharing. I can already picture turning all my favorite cooking tutorials into podcasts.
That's a great idea.
So I can listen to them while I'm chopping veggies in the kitchen.
That's what Auto Content API is all about, pushing boundaries, exploring new frontiers, and finding creative ways to connect with your audience.
Well said. So if someone's listening to this and they're feeling inspired, they want to learn more about automated content creation, what's the best way to get started?
I would definitely recommend checking out the Auto Content API website.
Okay.
They have a ton of great resources, including a feature where you can actually experiment with the API.
Oh, cool.
You can see the magic firsthand.
I'm going to have to play around with that. Who knows? Maybe this deep dive will inspire one of our listeners to create the next big thing.
Maybe.
Powered by the magic of Auto Content API.
It really is exciting to think about all the things people can do with this technology.
It is. And before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a little challenge.
Ooh, a challenge.
Yeah. We've talked about how businesses are using Auto Content API, but how could you you know, the person listening right now use this tool?
That's a good question.
Could it help you learn a new language or create a podcast from your favorite blog?
Oh, I like that.
Or maybe even like turn your family history research into an audio narrative.
Those are some great ideas. It's not just about business.
Right.
It's about empowering people.
Yeah. Helping them learn and create and share what they know. It's almost like democratizing access to content creation.
That's a great way to put it. You don't need a fancy studio.
Nope. You don't need any technical expertise. All you need are your ideas and a little bit of curiosity.
Exactly. And the possibilities are only going to keep growing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Otto Content API is always evolving, adding
new features. So for anyone listening who's ready to, you know, jump in and give it a try, go check out the Otto Content API website. They have all those resources we talked about and the sample request feature where you can test it out and see what it can do.
Exactly. It's a great way to get a feel for the technology. It really is. Who knows? Maybe you'll discover a hidden talent for podcasting or create the next great educational app. It's been awesome exploring Otto Content API with you today.
I've had a lot of fun.
I'm really excited to see how this technology changes the future of content creation.
Me too.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.